Texte numéro 100. When will we stop penalizing working mothers? Arguments about the family rage between left and right. All sides make ringing statements of the obvious. Children are brought up best when brought up by their natural parents, say conservatives. Couples stay together for longer when they are married, say liberals. The claim from the Commission for Equality and Human Rights that mothers with young children face the greatest employment inequality didn't quite get to the nub of the matter, because many of the mothers included in its figures may much prefer to look after their children. Far more telling is the fate of mothers who return to work to meet bosses who congratulate them on becoming mothers and then show them the door. A survey by the Equal Opportunities Commission estimated that motherhood will cause 1 million women to lose their jobs in the next 5 years. Yet stories about women's triumph have become commonplace. Women undergraduates outnumber men, and no one would be surprised if they made up 60% of students by the end of the decade. Private and public sector employers trumpet their commitment to diversity and enlightened attitudes to flexible working. Yet, if an employer decides that it doesn't want a woman who is juggling parental and professional duties for a few years while her children are young, disposing of her is nowhere near as hard as those who insist we live in a PC tyranny maintain. Human resources departments just have to know how to play the game. They can set unrealistic targets until she cracks, or restructure to make her job redundant. Although labour has done what it can, it needs to give a lot more thought to finding legal ways round the blight on careers that motherhood brings, because abandoning a job is not an option for most women. They and their partners need them to work because of the extortionate cost of housing in much of Britain. Even one child requires its parents to have a two-bedroom flat, the price of which is becoming prohibitively expensive. Add to that women's fear that men will happily let them give up their jobs and then run off with a floozy, and men's fear that the increasingly demented judgments coming from the law lords will allow women to take them to the cleaners after the briefest of relationships, it shouldn't be surprising that many potential parents regard having children as an economic risk, which is not worth taking. Today, Britain has coped with its declining birth rate by allowing huge immigration. But we would need to raise immigration to 3 times the present level to remedy the crisis. Adapted from The Observer, March 2007.